bird eye. Extra!
Sales red meat. That's what it is. Red meat that you can take out into the street 1 minute after you hear it and turn it into money.
In a New York minute?
No, actually, Jenny, in a Jersey minute. And today's Sell or Die Extra is brought to you by Owler.
Owler is the crowdsourced competitive intelligence platform that a million business professionals use to outsmart their competition, gain competitive insights, and uncover the latest industry news and alerts.
And here's the best part. If you sign up for free, you can follow me on Owler and automatically get my latest sales tips and videos along with insights relevant to your business. Go to Owler.com and in the search box, you type in Buy Gittimer. Then just click on the yellow star and follow me. Owler is completely free to use and valuable. Come on, follow me. Go to Owler.com today. This little piggy got in the door. Don't you hate cold calls?
Yes!
And sometimes don't you think they're a waste of time?
Yep!
Well, for those of you that are still stuck doing them, here's a refreshing look at the process. There are three steps or objectives to a face-to-face cold call. One, getting to see the decider. Two, gaining the decider's interest. And three, making a sale or closing the next step in the sales cycle. You can't get to number three unless one and two are executed. Easy to say, not easy to do. Most cold calls fail miserably. But not you. You get in every time, right? The biggest problem in cold calling is not the gatekeeper or the customer that won't let you in. It's the salespeople who are uncreative, take no risk, and have no fun. Now that isn't you, is it? My friend Pam Lantos, a sales training expert, knew a salesman named Bill who combined creativity and high risk to get into the offices he was rejected from, but really wanted to get into. At the end of a week, he made a list of the high-value prospects that refused to see him. And then one day a week, he made cold calls to his re-hit list, only this time he took his potbelly pig with him. He walked up to the receptionist and said, "Tell Fred that Bill and his pig are here to see him." Can you imagine the gatekeeper announcing to the boss, "There's a guy out here with a pig who wants to see you"? Most of the time, he would get escorted right back to the boss's office. Sound crazy? "Just call me Crazy Bill with the big bank account," he would say. Look at the principles of cold calling that Bill executed successfully. One, he got in where others, including himself, could not before. Two, he gained the prospect's interest. Three, he will never be forgotten. And four, he was having fun and created smiles for others. How can you adapt this principle to your cold calls? Well, figure it out. That's why they call it creativity. But a word of caution, if you take an elephant, bring a shovel. What should you say when you get into the boss's office? Now, suppose you use the pig and you actually get in. Try these. "My pig has an important message about your product, and I'm his interpreter." Or, "The pig was off from school today, and I couldn't get a sitter." Or, "We're trying to upgrade the salesman's image." Or, "I brought lunch." Now, for those of you who are about to scream, "This is unprofessional," remember the first objective of a cold call: get in the door. Here are two scenarios to ponder. One, I'm the most professional salesman in the world. I make a cold call or a sales call in the traditional consultative way and establish rapport and ask great questions and find out the prospect's needs and make an appointment to return with answers and a proposal next week. Or I walk in unannounced or 5 minutes late for an appointment, looking ragged, and explain in 2 minutes how the prospect can use my product and say, "Sign here," and the prospect signs. Who did a better job? Now, I'm not saying sacrifice professionalism, nor am I saying this will work in every scenario, nor am I saying that you won't piss off a few people, but it's fun. And salespeople aren't having enough fun. If you're cold calling, you must have a counterbalance for rejection. It doesn't have to be a pig, but the pig worked for Bill. My challenge to you is that it ain't that serious. If you got to make cold calls, have a good time doing it. This has been a Sell or Die Extra. If you like it and you like the show and you like all the information that's inside of it, go to the GittimerLearningAcademy.com and subscribe. What are you doing? What's this noise?
I'm going to GittimerLearningAcademy.com to subscribe.
Way to go. Way to go. You can also subscribe to Sell or Die on Overcast if you have an iPhone. Or if you don't, go to the store and get an iPhone. Or if you don't, go to iTunes or Stitcher and come back every single Tuesday for a full Sell or Die episode with expert sales analysis that will help you do the one thing you're hoping for, make more sales.